anything. I won't do anything. I'll just flop. I'll just sit back. I'm not going to get involved in this. I'm going to let God do it all. Paul doesn't say that. And he doesn't suggest some turning point decision of rededication or reconsecration at the end of an invitation after a sermon. He says what you've got to do is continually, unendingly, through all your life, as noted by the tense of the verb, be putting to death the deeds of the body. You're moving around, killing sins all the time. It's a continuous struggle, persistently putting to death the deeds of the flesh. He's not calling for some kind of life of physical pain. That's not the idea. I remember meeting a man who wore a belt next to his flesh that was filled with little needles because he wanted to rip and tear his flesh all the time so that he could somehow deal with his sin. He's not talking about that. I know of people in the history of the Catholic Church who put things like tacks and nails and rocks in their shoes in order to inflict pain on themselves, thinking somehow they could mortify sin. Paul is not calling for a life of self-inflicted pain. He is not asking for monastic deprivation. He is not asking for self-mutilation. He wants nothing to do with external self-punishment. He is describing rather a way of life that seeks to kill sin, crush it, sap it of its strength, deprive it of its influence, and thus yield a clear and a good conscience that brings peace and joy and rest, security, assurance, and hope. Basically, mortification of sin or the killing of sin involves the cultivation of new habits of godliness combined with the elimination of old habits of sin. On the positive side, you begin to do godly things. On the negative side, you stop doing sinful things. And that is a constant warfare to which we must remain perpetually committed. Now, Scripture offers us, and I'll just kind of bring the message to a conclusion with some of these things, some practical means by which we can hack up Agag. Practical means by which we can kill the remaining Amalekites in our life. And none of them is fleshly. None of them is external. None of them is mechanical. None of them is ceremonial. None of them is ritual. They don't have anything to do with candles and ceremonies. They don't have anything to do with any of that kind of thing. John Owen, the great thinker and writer of Puritan times, observed that most of the Roman Catholic religious system consisted of, quote, mistaken ways and means of mortification. He said these Catholics are forever trying to mortify sin in their life with mistaken means, vows, orders, fastings, penances, all of that is useless. Sin